Aladdin and the Lamp. Adapted for ELT by Joanne Swan. Copyright New Editions English Language Teaching. When you hear this sound, remember to turn the page.
Aladdin and the Lamp. This is the story of Aladdin. He was a good boy. He lived with his mother in a small house. They both worked hard because he didn't have a father. One day, an old wizard came to their house.
"I am your uncle," the wizard said. "Come with me, Aladdin. Do what I say, and you will have a lot of money."
Aladdin went with him. Aladdin and the wizard went out of the town. The wizard showed him a hole.
"This is a cave," the wizard said. "There's an old lamp in the cave. Go down the stairs and find the lamp. Wear this ring. It will help you. Bring the lamp to me and I will give you a lot of money."
Aladdin went down into the cave. He saw a lot of treasure. There were chests of gold and rubies, and there was a lot of jewelry. Aladdin saw the lamp. He took it and went back up the stairs.
"Give me the lamp, and I'll help you get out of the cave," the wizard said.
"No," said Aladdin. "I'll come out of the cave, and then I'll give you the lamp."
The wizard was angry. He closed the hole and he started a fire.
"You'll be sorry," shouted the wizard. "You will stay in the cave."
Aladdin started to cry. He rubbed the lamp. Suddenly, an enormous genie came out of the lamp.
"I am ready. What is your wish?"
the genie asked. Aladdin asked the genie to take him home. Suddenly, Aladdin was at home. Aladdin told his mother about the genie and the lamp.
"We will keep the lamp," Aladdin said.
"Yes,"
said his mother.
"It will be our secret."
They asked the genie for food, clothes, and money. The genie gave them what they wanted. Aladdin and his mother were very happy for many years. One day, Aladdin saw the king's daughter. She was beautiful, and he fell in love. He ran to his mother.
"Mother," he shouted, "I love the princess. I want to marry her."
"You must speak to the king," said Aladdin's mother.
"Ask the genie for a chest of treasure. Wear your best clothes and go to the palace. Give the treasure to the king and ask to marry his daughter."
Aladdin did what his mother said. Aladdin went to the palace. When he saw the king, he gave him the treasure.
"I want to ask you something very important," said Aladdin.
"Please don't be angry. I love your daughter. I want to marry her. We will be happy."
The king was very surprised. He looked at Aladdin and the treasure. He looked at his daughter. The princess smiled at Aladdin.
"Build a palace for my daughter, and I will believe you," the king said.
When Aladdin was alone, he rubbed the lamp. The genie came out.
"Build a palace for the princess," Aladdin said.
The genie did what Aladdin said. Suddenly, there was a beautiful palace next to the king's palace.
"I can't believe it," the king said. "It is ready. It is a beautiful palace. Aladdin will marry my daughter."
Aladdin married the princess, but someone wasn't happy. the king's helper. He loved the princess, and he wanted to marry her. He hated Aladdin. He spoke to his friends.
"How does Aladdin do these things?"
he asked.
"Follow him and find out."
His friends followed Aladdin, and they saw the lamp and the genie. They told the king's helper, and he made a plan. He wore old clothes, and he bought a lot of lamps. He went into the streets with the lamps.
"Give me your old lamps, and I will give you new ones," he shouted.
The princess heard him. She wanted to give Aladdin a new lamp. She gave Aladdin's lamp to the old man. He rubbed it, and the genie appeared.
"Take me, the princess, and the palace far away,"
the king's helper said. The genie did what the king's helper said. When Aladdin saw that the palace and the princess weren't there, he was very sad.
"What will I do?"
he asked his mother.
"Use the magic ring that the wizard gave you," she said.
Aladdin looked at the ring. He rubbed it and said,
"Take me to the princess."
Suddenly he was in front of the beautiful princess.
"Oh, Aladdin," said the princess. "The king's helper took me away. He wants to marry me."
Aladdin was angry, so he made a plan.
"Give the king's helper this drink," Aladdin said. "He will go to sleep. Then we can get the lamp and the genie will help us."
Aladdin went behind a curtain and waited. The king's helper arrived.
"I will marry you,"
the princess said to the king's helper.
"Let's drink and be happy."
She gave the king's helper a drink. He drank it and went to sleep. He fell onto the floor. Aladdin took the lamp. He rubbed it and the genie came out.
"Take me, the princess, and the palace home," he said.
The genie did what Aladdin said. The king was in his palace.
"Look, a genie! The palace!"
he shouted. The king was very happy. He spoke to Aladdin and the princess.
"You are a good man, Aladdin," he said. "You will be king now."
Aladdin and the princess were very happy.